Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
In 2021, the commander of Israeli intelligence published a book on designing a special machine that would resolve what he described as a human bottleneck for locating and approving targets in war. A recent investigation by Plus 972 magazine and Local Call reveals that the Israeli army has developed an artificial intelligence-based program known as Lavender, which does exactly that. According to six Israeli intelligence officers with first-hand experience, the Lavender AI machine determined who to kill and was obeyed with military discipline. During the first weeks of the war, the Lavender system designated about 37,000 Palestinians as targets and directed airstrikes on their homes. Despite knowing that the system makes errors about 10% of the time, there was no requirement to check the machine's data. The Israeli army systematically attacked the targeted individuals at night, in their homes, while their whole family was present. An automated system known as Where's Daddy was used to track the targeted individuals and carry out bombings when they entered their families' residences. The obvious result was that thousands of women and children were wiped out by Israeli airstrikes. According to these Israeli intelligence officers, the IDF bombed them in homes as a first option. And on several occasions, entire families were murdered when the actual target was not inside. In one instance, four buildings were destroyed along with everyone inside because a single target was in one of them. When it came to targets marked as low level by the AI Lavender system, cheaper bombs were used, which destroyed entire buildings, killing mostly civilians and entire families. This was done because the IDF did not want to waste expensive bombs on who they deemed as unimportant people. It was decided that for every low-level Hamas operative that Lavender marked, it was permissible to kill up to 15 or 20 civilians. And if the target was a senior Hamas official, more than 100 civilians was acceptable. Most of these AI targets were never tracked before the war. The Lavender software analyzed information collected on the 2.3 million residents of the Gaza Strip through a system of mass surveillance, assessed the likelihood of each person being a militant, and gave a rating from 1 to 100. If the rating was high enough, then they were killed along with their entire family. Lavender flagged individuals who had patterns similar to Hamas, including police, civil defense, relatives, and residents who had similar names and nicknames. This sort of tracking system has existed in the U.S. for years.
What I will be providing you and the fine gentlemen of the Secret Service is a list of every threat made about the president since February 3rd, and a profile of every threat maker.
And these are, like, existing targets?
Exhibit A. Oakland resident Justin Pinsky posted on a message board, Romania has a storied history of executing their leaders. Couldn't they do us a solid and take out Bush?
How is this all possible?
Keyword selectors. Attack, take out, Bush. So think of it as a Google search, except instead of searching only what people make public, we're also looking at everything they don't. So emails, chats, SMS, whatever.
Yeah, but which people?
The whole kingdom, Snow White.
And while many people claim that Israel controls the U.S., Joe Biden said that Israel serves U.S. interests.
There's no apology to be made. None. It is the best $3 billion investment we make. Were there not an Israel, the United States of America would have to invent an Israel to protect her interests in the region. The United States would have to go out and invent an Israel.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser filling in for the great Alex Jones. He'll be back at the end of the week. Been a wild ride this past week, shifting all the hosts around for the different shows. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you. So we've got major escalations that have occurred all week. First, we have Blinken coming out and saying affirmatively, assuredly, almost as a guarantee, that Ukraine will become a member of NATO. And for those of you who don't understand what this means, is that all 32 or 33 nations involved, like it would be 33 at that point, involved in NATO would be eligible legally, lawfully, on paper, to go to war with Russia. It would mean a hot war, World War III. We've got all of this happening in conjunction with the conflicts between Israel and Gaza and the potential annexation of Taiwan. All that in the context of these mysterious earthquakes that have occurred in Taiwan and then in the Northeast here in the United States. All that in the context of reports coming out that the internet could be crashing at any time until 2025 because of solar weather, solar activity. The stage is being set, folks, for anything to happen, and the deep state is trying to instill insurance policies in the psychology of the masses to guarantee that they can control the narrative and the psychological response of the people worldwide when everything seems to fall apart. And these stories that we hear of engines falling off of planes, doors flying off of planes, landing gear failing for planes, are a metaphor, a symbol of the entropy of our nation, our culture, our civilization itself. Yes, it's a fluke thing. Yes, these things happen every once in a while, but they don't happen all the time. You don't have emergency landings seemingly every other week. That's not normal. You don't have ships being hacked and crashing into bridges. Another one, a report somewhere in the stack on the desk happening this week. Not a bridge crash, but a ship losing control. All of these pieces, there's just too much for coincidence. And like I said, I understand these things happen from time to time. But isn't it bizarre to you that we're having massive cyber attacks, failures of direct deposits to major Fortune 500 companies, to their employees, from banks that are being hacked? We're having F-35s disappear. As soon as a spy balloon is caught over the United States and shot down, then we have massive oil leaks on Hawaii from the Space Force. All those oil leaks, of course, last February occurred. Within 24 hours, there's a mysterious lasers being sighted from a Chinese satellite right over the facility. And then within 6 months of that, we have massive fires on the entire island. Then we have train derailments in East Palestine, resulting in massive exposure to the local community to all sorts of insane chemicals, not to mention what happened to the water supply, much worse than simply turning the frogs gay. And then 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate disappearing. Oh, it must have just fallen out of the train. And that, all in the context of the over 10 million people that have invaded the United States, sponsored by the Biden administration since it came into power on January 20th of 2021. And if you don't think that these things are part of some coordinated conspiracy against the American people, against the world for that matter, then you should think again and look more closely. Because, like I said, I understand that there is such a thing as an accident. I understand that there is such a thing as a bad administration or weak leadership and mistakes and incompetence. But it is to such an extent that I cannot fathom there isn't some sort of conspiracy behind this. I don't know anybody so incompetent that they would be able to make so many mistakes that are so convenient to the agenda of the deep state, of the national intelligence apparatus, the intelligence community here in the United States and worldwide for that matter. And it seems like every piece is accidentally falling into the perfect place to get us into a World War III, because if we know one thing about globalism, what we know is that globalism cannot be achieved without global war. One world government cannot be achieved without one world war. And every time we've had a world war in the history of our species, the only ones of record that we're able to determine all happened within the last 100 years. I'm not suggesting that, but it seems likely at this point that maybe this isn't our first rodeo. Maybe this has happened 10, 15, 20 times over the last hundreds of thousands or millions of years. And the result is just that everything we ever thought we knew gets erased from the planet and we have to start over. The more I look into it, in Egypt, it seems likely to me that the Egyptians didn't build the pyramids. It seems likely to me that the Egyptians found the pyramids. That they existed before the Younger Dryas catastrophes on the planet 10,000 BC. And I really hope that that theory, that conspiracy, is as fascinating as it is, isn't true. I really hope that this is our first rodeo, because then that would mean that it's not our fate to repeat our past mistakes and erase our history and our species. I don't know if you've ever heard of the book, The Canticle of Leibowitz. It's either called The Canticle of Leibowitz or A Canticle for Leibowitz. But it's a famous science fiction novel, and basically it takes place at this monastery. There's this monk, and they're looking at these old documents that are apparently specs for some electronic and circuit theory stuff. They don't know what it means. They're just copying these specs. They don't know what it means. And you find out that civilization has erased itself a number of times and does so on a cyclical basis. And if we don't wake up to it, if we don't realize that humanity is capable of its own self-destruction, then what are we supposed to do to prevent it? How can you solve a problem that you don't know exists? They say for alcoholics, the first step to getting better is admitting that you have a problem. Well, maybe for those with genocidal tendencies, maybe for our species, which is inclined to eradicate itself so much, the first step for us to prevent this to happen again is to admit that we have a problem. We have a problem that is the tendency to eradicate entire peoples no matter what, and the tendency for political systems to manifest that don't represent the interests of their own people, that sell the interests of their own people out to an international or global community, and that inevitably causes tremendous war and injustice, death, genocide, and hopefully not this time a mass extinction event. We're going to run clip one here in a second. I've seen this report on my desk. Death to America. Michigan protesters hold pro-Palestine rally, condemn Israel and the U.S. Michigan protesters were heard chanting Death to America during a rally marking International Al-Quds Day in support of Palestine. Now, before we run the clip, I just want to say, if anybody wants to shout Death to America, fine, freedom of speech. But why is it that these people have found their way inside the borders of the United States of America? Why is it that this sentiment, this culture, this philosophy, these people are inside the United States? When I hear Iranians shout death to America, or Iraqis, or Afghanis, or terrorists in the Middle East, then I understand. Yeah, they hate us because of all of our crimes against humanity that have been committed in the region ever since we abandoned the gold standard and have been enforcing the petrodollar. I understand. Fine. But why is it that we open the door for those who hate us most to come into our country? Let's see the clip.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
With American-made trucks in the background.
Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth." And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant "Death to Israel" has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
El Mosi Israel! El Mosi Israel!
Imam Khomeini recognized that Israel is an evil settler colonialist project. He realized it is a cancer. And he established this day. Israel before this, brothers and
sisters. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. It takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The imagery that America itself is inherently evil when it's not America that's evil, it's the United States. And it seems to me very obvious that it's a threat to our national security when we're simultaneously dumping 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate off of trains and admitting terrorists in this country. And I know that most of the migrants that come into this country are just trying to work hard and send money back to their families. But even the government itself admits that over 70,000 of them have been coming from terrorist-run countries. You don't think that any of those people have any terrorist sentiments when they're shouting death to America or from the river to the sea? I certainly do. But Joe Biden doesn't seem to think it's any of a problem. We're going to run clip five here in a second. Biden doubles down on illegal immigration in Baltimore bridge speech. So he goes to the bridge, you know, which is a symbol of the failure of the Build Back Better propaganda that he was pushing. And instead of talking about the bridge, it seems like he really just wants to emphasize how awesome immigration is. Clip five.
The damage is devastating, and our hearts are still breaking. Eight construction workers went to the water when the bridge fell. Six lost their lives. Most were immigrants, but all were Marylanders. Hardworking, strong, and selfless. After pulling a night shift fixing potholes, they were on a break when the ship struck. Just seconds before, one of the men named Carlos, who was only 24, left a message for his girlfriend. Here's what it said. We just poured cement. We're waiting for it to dry, he said. Well, to all the families and loved ones who are grieving, I've come here to grieve with you. We all are. It's not the same, but I know a little bit about what it's like to lose a piece of your soul, to get that phone call in the middle of the night to say, family members of God, I've been there. It's feeling like having a black hole in your chest, like you're being sucked in, unable to breathe. The anger, the pain, the depth of the loss is so profound. And we know it's hard to believe, and you're probably not going to believe me, but I can tell you now from personal experience, the day is going to come when the memory of your loved one as you walk by that park or the church or something that you shared together is going to bring a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eye. It's going to happen. It's going to take a while, but I promise you it will happen. And that's when you know you're going to be able to make it. I promise you it will come. Our prayers for you is that time comes sooner rather than later, but it will come. We'll also never forget the contributions these men made to this city. We're going to keep working hard to recover each of them. And you know, my vow is that we will not rest, as Carlos said, until the cement has dried and the entirety of a new bridge. A new bridge.
Unbelievable. And it's not just Joe Biden who refuses to admit that we have a problem with immigration here, but we have the likes of Kimmel mocking concern over illegal immigrant murder in Michigan. So I can tell you anecdotal story after anecdotal story every single day. When we print all the news of the day that gets thrown on the desk here, there's always some immigrant beheading his wife or some immigrant stabbing his girlfriend or robbing someone or killing someone or some immigrant being released or the immigrant that just committed a crime was just released for another crime and not deported from the United States. There are anecdotal stories all the time, and I try not to go into it because it's just tiresome. It's old news. Everybody already knows. But then you have these people that come out and mock. And it's not even the fact that there are opponents of the anti-illegal immigration push, the America First push, that bothers me. But it's the insult to injury that's added by how pathetic these people are. You have to keep in mind, folks, that a major part of why we are suffering so much in the United States, why so many people in the United States have no idea what's going on and seem to make every wrong decision possible as it pertains to who they're going to vote for or support, is because of these late-night comedians. So if you are a person who gets your information exclusively from late-night television, you are an idiot. You are a moron. I would like to use more explicit terms, but this is a family program and we're on the radio, so I'm not. But I just want to emphasize the fact that if you get your information, I'm not just talking about news, but information, data, sentiments from late night television alone, it's because you're a coward, you're weak, you're fat, you're a moron, you're stupid, and you're totally in denial. You are the problem. And you have your Kimmels going up there with their smug looks. They have a team of writers that's right for them because they can't even think for themselves. I'm not claiming to be an extraordinarily talented person or anything, but every single host on this platform, whether it's Harrison Smith, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, myself, or any of the incredible guest hosts that we have on the show, they get up here and they talk for 3 hours with 4-minute breaks every 9 minutes or so. From the heart. And sometimes we make mistakes and get things wrong, and sometimes we get things really right. But it's authentic, it's true, it's from the heart, it's based on information that hasn't been coordinated, compiled, or suggested by a focus group. And so when you have a team of writers that are writing for you, and they're ascribing to certain politically correct narratives because it's going to be placed on a major network, and the major networks are all run by the intelligence community ever since Project Mockingbird, that means that you have a political machine that is deceiving, through entertainment, the entire swaths of the American population, and if they can't see it, it's because they're fat and stupid, weak, cowardly, and pathetic. Look at Kimmel, clip 6.
Somehow, in the middle of all these prosecutions, Trump has been on the road doing rallies where, you know, when you think back on all the presidents, there are so many great lines throughout history like, yes, we can, and tear down the wall, the buck stops here. And this new slogan from Trump, stop Biden's border bloodbath. Stop Biden's border bloodbath and beyond, in fact, is the, he unrolled that one in Michigan where, and the only border Michigan shares is with Canada, but why get bogged down with details? Trump has been very shamelessly trying to exploit the murder of a young woman in Michigan who was allegedly killed by a man she was dating who also happened to enter the country illegally. This is the kind of story he loves because it furthers the false narrative that immigrants commit more crimes here than Americans do. So he grabs onto this very sad story about this woman named Ruby to use it to get elected.
Unbelievable. And it's not even a matter of whether or not illegal immigrants commit more crimes or less crimes than Americans per capita. That's not even the point. The point is, it's more of an atrocity when a crime is committed by somebody who's not legally supposed to be here in the first place than it is when somebody who had the right to be here does it. Of course, when you're born here, you have the right to be here. Of course, if you're an American citizen, you have a right to be here. And there's going to be crimes that are going to be committed by our people. There's 350 million citizens or something like that in the United States. Of course, some of them are going to commit crimes. What's an atrocity is when the crime of invading our country is allowed by our political leaders, and then those people who come across into our country commit major crimes. But I don't care if 99.9% of them are great, outstanding people who are just a benefit to our labor force and just trying to help their families. If 1 out of 1,000 of them commits a terrible crime, that is because our government failed us. Nobody's saying that all these migrants are terrible people or evil people. We're just saying that the systems in place are not filtering out the terrible, evil people among them. Is it too much to ask that we insist our government protect our borders? After all, isn't that the main point of a government in the first place? What purpose does a government serve if not to protect its people from outside threats? What need do we have for government at all if it's not going to protect our borders? Why are we focused on this argument that everybody deserves health care and health care is a national right or a human right? Why are we focused on every issue about whether a bridge is going to be built to replace the old bridge that went down and all the Build Back Better initiatives and the insulin costs and all the distractions? Why are they focused on everything except for the one main thing they're supposed to do, which is protect the people of America from outside threats and defend our rights against violation from our very own government? Something they failed to do for decade after decade, folks. More on the other side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great if you fund the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. We've got a lot of crazy stuff going on. So basically, this show is going to merge straight into the Sunday Night Live show for about 30 minutes. And then we're going to play the interview from Owen Schroyer's new 30 Minutes podcast, which I like to say is half as long and twice as good as 60 Minutes. Owen is going to interview holistic health lady. Her name's Diane Kaiser, who's made major discoveries in nanotechnology, founding cosmetics, female products, and dental products, and other things. And you're going to want to hear us. And she's going to be rejoining us this Wednesday, taking your calls on any health concerns and anything you hear in this interview. So if you want to call in and ask questions about the interview on Wednesday, you should stay tuned tonight for Sunday Night Live. We are going to run for the last hour or so of the show, hour and a half, clips of, it's actually the entire interview. And I believe it's longer than 30 minutes, but we'll see. And after that, we are going to debut another new 30 minutes where Owen sits down with an illegal immigrant child escort and explains how they are potentially being trafficked all around the country. So we've got some awesome content coming up this evening. Make sure that you stay tuned and support the InfoWar. All right, so we've had so many claims about Russian influence on our politics, right? You remember back in 2016, there was Russian collusion for the election, and then it turned out that the Russian collusion allegations were just a hoax. We saw the framing and honeypotting attempts of the likes of George Papadopoulos, who wrote a great book called Deep State Target, had to be pardoned by Trump. We know that was all made up. Then we have the quid pro quo allegations. Now we have all these other allegations. It's always Russia, Russia, Russia. It's like Marsha, Marsha, Marsha from the Brady Bunch. It's Russia, Russia, Russia from this deep state. Even though we've never had a hot war with Russia, we've never been in a conflict with Russia at all. Frankly, if it wasn't for Russia, we probably wouldn't have won World War II. We couldn't have defeated the Nazis without their help. But for some reason, they're just the greatest threat to humanity. They're so evil. They're so terrible. They're so atrocious. And then they try to brand Trump as the American version of Putin, and Putin is the Russian version of Trump. They've merged the two figures together into one notion, one brand. They occupy the same space in the psychology of late-night television watchers. The country over. So whenever one's brought up, the other one is evoked or invoked. And whenever the other is brought up, the other one is evoked or invoked. And it's just obvious that it's this massive psyop against the psychology of the American people to create artificial enemies in order to justify the actions of a corrupt political elite. So watch this clip. This is clip four here. Rhino Mike Turner claims Russian propaganda has infected the GOP. This is House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner, Republican from Ohio, claimed that Russian propaganda has infected a portion of the GOP, the MAGA wing, more specifically. Now, I've talked about this at length, and we'll dive more into this, but the distinguishing of MAGA Republicans as terrorists away from this neocon movement is really, really insidious. Let's go ahead and run clip four first.
Let's turn to Ukraine, an issue that's important to you and your fellow Republican chairman, Michael McCaul, who runs the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman McCaul made a comment this week about what he says sounds like Russian propaganda from some conservative media and why it's so difficult to explain to Republican voters why supporting Ukraine is important. He told Julia Yaffe, quote, "I think Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base." He singled out primetime shows on conservative channels. Do you agree with him, and how big is this problem?
Oh, it is absolutely true. We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor. I mean, there are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which, of course, it is not. Vladimir Putin having made it very clear, both publicly and to his own population, that his view is that this is a conflict of a much broader claim of Russia to Eastern Europe, and including claiming all of Ukraine territory as Russia's. Now, to the extent that this propaganda takes hold, it makes it more difficult for us to really see this as an authoritarian versus democracy battle, which is what it is. President Xi of China, Vladimir Putin himself, have identified it as such. We need to stand up for democracy. We need to make certain that we know that authoritarian regimes never stop when they start an aggression. Ukraine needs our help and assistance now, and this is a very critical time for the U.S. Congress to step up and provide that aid.
I tell you what, folks, I would much rather see Europe occupied by Orthodox Russians than Europe occupied by radical Islamic extremists, like as it is now. So this whole notion, Russia's not going to stop at Ukraine, I'm thinking, thank God! What problem does Europe have right now that wouldn't be solved by a Russian occupation? I don't even like Vladimir Putin. But I do think that he's a bit of a despot, to say the least. I do think that he's probably corrupt, making billions upon billions of dollars for himself because of his power. I do believe that he arrests the oppositional forces And I do find it unlikely that over 80% of any populace would vote the same way for any candidate. I think that he's probably most popular. He's probably more popular than any other candidates that he ran against. I think he probably won the majority in the last election, but I find it very hard to believe that those election results were 100% accurate. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I also find it hard to believe that the election results in the United States are 100% accurate, obviously. And I can't think of anything that Russia is doing or has done in recent years that the United States hasn't done itself. Oh, Navalny's dead. He's killing journalists. Okay, well, what about the American journalist that died in a Ukrainian prison? Or what about the American journalist, Edward Snowden, who has to seek asylum in Moscow, of all places? Okay, so check. Oh, he's torturing people. Oh, torture's never been anything that we've done here in the United States. Oh, he's invaded a sovereign country for no reason in order to exacerbate his own or manifest his own political agenda. Oh, you mean we didn't do that in Iraq or Afghanistan? Oh, he's killing civilians in Ukraine. Okay, how about the 500,000 civilians that died in the Middle Eastern wars we've been in the last 20 years? Everything he's doing now is something the United States has done literally in the last several 20 years. Certainly for the majority of the time, all the time that Joe Biden's ever been in public office. I mean, NATO celebrated 75 years of existence this week. And I'm looking into it. I'm like, hey, somebody should ask Joe Biden what the world was like before NATO was established. Now, he was like 6 years old, so he probably remembers what the world was like without NATO. That's how ancient this guy is. He's been involved in politics so long that every crime that's been committed since the beginning of the Cold War onward has been something that's been under his auspice, the auspice of his political career. And so you have them come out and say that we're fighting for democracy so much and saying that the Russian election was rigged. Maybe it was rigged, but at least they had an election. Zelensky canceled the election that was supposed to happen in March in Ukraine. I know it was legal technically for him to do so, given the fact that his country is being invaded, and I believe that the Ukrainian laws, in a way that don't exist in U.S. law, the Ukrainian laws allow for elections to be postponed in times of national emergency like that. So I'm not saying it was illegal, but doesn't make it right. You would think that he would allow an election if he thought it would result in a success. And let me put it to you like this. I don't believe that any politician would ever cancel an election that politician believes he could win. Why would you ever cancel an election you were sure that you would win? Because if you're going to win an election, then it just reinforces your whole political platform. You can prove to the people that you have support. You can prove to the naysayers that actually the majority of your people do want you in office. It reinforces everything that you're trying to do. All it does is serve to reinforce and support your political agenda if you win an election. So to cancel an election, the only real reason to do that, the only politically expedient reason to do that, is if you believe that you're going to lose that election. So I put to you now that the only reason Zelensky canceled the election was not because they're in a state of emergency or they just don't have the infrastructure in place to hold an election. It's because they were not sure that he was going to win. They don't think that he's as popular as he used to be. They don't think that he would be reelected. Maybe the Ukrainian people would actually vote for someone else that would end the war. And our intelligence community certainly doesn't want anybody else in place because Zelensky's under their control. So why would they risk having to establish a relationship or compromise a new political figure that could be elected by an unpredictable populace when they could just cancel the elections and keep this one going on? You want to defend democracy? Trust me, we're doing anything but defend democracy. Frankly, we're not even supposed to be a democracy here. So you want to fight for democracy? Why don't you fix our own country before trying to fix all of the ails of the world, folks? More on the other side. Stick with us. So much news to get into.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. It takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. Honor and pleasure to be with you as always as we cover the insidious plans of the political class, domestic and worldwide, to conglomerate all world power and take over. Oh, we talked about this at length on the War Room show on Friday. I was fortunate enough to have the privilege of being the guest host for the War Room. And I'm not worried about the New World Order or the globalists winning. I think we're going to win. I'm worried about how painful it's going to be to defeat them and challenging. And I'm fighting like hell to make sure it doesn't happen, everything I know how to do. Part of me is just worried about what's going to happen as a response. So when we get all the power back, are we going to behave justly and bring these people to justice without committing atrocities ourselves? I don't know. But when you see stories like this, this is clip number 9 we're going to run in a second. This grandma is speaking out after being convicted for praying in the Capitol on January 6th. I don't know if you follow Jack Posobiec. He's one of my favorite influencers in the space. I don't like to use the word influencer because it has a negative connotation. It's sort of been associated with grifting. He's not a grifter. He is the real deal. Incredible content, 4 years, and I highly recommend you check out his book on humans. I pre-ordered it. So if you haven't checked that out yet, it's got an awesome cover being published by Skyhorse, the same publisher that we use here at InfoWars for The Great Reset and The Great Awakening, and my book coming out, The Rise of American Populism, as well. So check out Jack Posobiec. But he made me aware of this story this week. It's a story that I wish I had been aware of earlier on. I'm ashamed that I didn't know about this. This grandma, this lady in her 70s, 71-year-old grandmother Rebecca Lorenz, is facing a year in jail and $200,000 in fines for entering the Capitol to pray. She says, quote, I was there to stand up for my country. God led me to go there and into the building to stand up for my First Amendment rights to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So we're going to run this clip nine. In the meantime, while we run this clip nine, if the crew could find the clip of this lady on Jack Posobiec's account, maybe, or just anywhere on Twitter, she was in her car while the jury was deliberating to determine whether or not she was guilty. I think it took the jury 3 days to deliberate. We may want to run that, too, but let's start with clip nine and see what she has to say.
Well, 50-some years ago, that the role of the government is for limited. It's only limited for defense of our country and roads are the only things I can remember. It wasn't all this infringement in every part of our life. And Jesus said he came to give us liberty, and he said he came to set us free. And I can't live my life out on my 5 acres and have chickens and live my life, then I've got to fight for that. You know, evil's going to prevail if we don't, if good men do nothing. And so I just felt like God said, you need to go. And he actually, I think you said what he said. I just remember I looked over, I spent a lot of time journaling, you know, so I can know I'm hearing God. And when I remember the thing that he said is, Rebecca, this is going to be an adventure for you. And I know you want to live long. And you're going to enjoy your life a lot longer if you go on this trip with me. And I'll be sitting in the passenger seat with you all the way. And I was excited to go and stand up for what I thought was a republic of we the people. And I feel like God chose me. I felt like God chose me.
You've just been found guilty in a federal court on 4 misdemeanors up to 3 years in prison. Would your father be proud of you today if he was here?
Oh, yes. He definitely would have been. I know he would have been. He stood for truth all the way. So did my mom. They taught me to stand for truth, and that's the way I was brought in. It was just part of my DNA. And I know my Heavenly Father's proud of me, too, because I've obeyed him to follow him and do what he was asking me to do. And if he wouldn't have told me, if he would have said, don't go, I wouldn't have gone, because I was a bigger purpose than. And as I said, it's like God, country, and my family. And I knew that my country was in really big trouble. You know, if we're going to have socialism, Marxism, communism, and take God out of everything, killing babies in the womb and those kind of things, then we're living in a godless society, and that's not what our country is founded on. And I believe God wants to make our country, I know Josh said before, glorious. And I've got a new MAGA slogan. It's Make America God.
Yeah. So obviously terrible what she's facing. And I want to show you this next clip as well of her in the car, because I'm going to make a point about this type of injustice, right? We believe, I believe I'm not alone here, America should not be a place where you need a pardon for a prayer. Pretty straightforward. You should never need a pardon for a prayer in America. I understand she entered the Capitol and prayed. But when you see this type of injustice, it evokes a maddening sense of retribution amidst good people. Let's go ahead and see the other clip.
Because I believe that they stole my rightful president. And just standing up for my country, it makes me a criminal. And it's just not right. It feels so weird to be here. Over 3 years ago, I was here.
So, when your country treats you like a terrorist, you're more likely to become a terrorist. When they treat you like a criminal, you're more likely to commit a crime. When they treat you like an insurrectionist, you're more likely to become an insurrectionist, because it's unjust that they're treating you like that to begin with. And this type of thing is happening thousands and thousands of times over in thousands of different ways every single day. And we're seeing it go viral on the internet, not just the new Free Speech X platform, but on the TikToks and the Instagrams, even the controlled platforms. People are waking up like, what the heck is going on? Why is this lady facing prison time because she walked into the Capitol during a protest to say a prayer? She's not breaking windows, wrestling with cops, doing anything wrong. She was just there to stand up against the perceived injustice. It's irrelevant whether or not she was right in her protest, because you have the right to protest in this country. And then she's being shut down as a terrorist. And there's more examples of this. Clip 10, FBI whistleblower. The FBI taught agents that pro-lifers were more dangerous than Islamic terrorists. We were shown a video that was produced by the Southern Poverty Law Center that ranked people who oppose abortion pro-life activists as a greater threat than Islamists. The FBI trained counterterrorism personnel with Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, materials claiming conservatives were more of a threat than Islamic terrorists, according to former FBI agent turned whistleblower Steve Friend. Let's watch a little bit of that.
And yet, when it comes to Christians, oh, wow, they're a Christian. We're really going to have to watch them. We can legitimize in our mind investigating them. So.
At the FBI Academy, we were shown a video that was produced by the Southern Poverty Law Center in which they ranked people who oppose abortion, pro-life activists, as a greater threat than Islamists. That's the training that went on for me, and that was in 2014. So 10 years ago, I don't know if they still show that. But that was what we were shown. And I think that it's also worth knowing that back to the words, I said, Christian nationalists, the term doesn't matter. The FBI reinterprets what terms mean all the time to push a political agenda, which is why we'll take something like January 6th, right, where they departed from the rules on that, which is what I was a whistleblower about, where that's one case investigated with however many subjects committed or alleged to have committed a crime. The FBI opened a separate case for every single person. So now we've turned one case into thousands of cases. And then instead of investigating them on paper from Washington, D.C., there's a task force in D.C. that's doing the investigating. They assign them to the field, though. So in Daytona, where I was, it now looks like there's a domestic terrorist in Daytona Beach when it's someone who walked through the Capitol. Another manipulation, though, is most of those cases are riot investigations, according to the way that they're categorized by the FBI. Rioting is a criminal violation. It's not a counterterrorism matter.
Right.
But the FBI is saying that they are. They're calling them that so they can call them terrorist cases. So, again, we're seeing that it doesn't matter what the term is. They will do whatever they have to and interpret the words any way they can to call things domestic terrorism, because the demand for domestic terrorism vastly outstrips the supply that we have in this country, which theoretically should be a good thing, and you should
so
be addressing.
So they want to define you as a domestic terrorist because then all the laws and implications change with the rights that you have. They go after you for whatever they want. You're suddenly an enemy of the state. And when they do that to people like this unfortunate grandma that we just covered, everybody knows that it's wrong, even if they disagree. I mean, people look at that woman crying in their car, and only the coldest, most corrupted, evil people would say, well, she shouldn't have gone into the Capitol. That is just asinine. If it was somebody that went into the Capitol to pray and protest against Trump, I disagree and think that was silly, but I wouldn't advocate this person be put away for years. We got more great news to cover over the next hour or so. We're going to be taking calls in about 30 minutes. Make sure in the meantime you visit InfoWarsStore.com. I highly recommend checking out Survival Shield X3. I did a bunch of research. The benefits of iodine are absolutely incredible. It helps your body detox from the toxins that are in our food and water. And it also keeps us on the air. This is a critical time. It's more important now than ever that InfoWars stay on the air as we come up to this election. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.